So I invite you to become comfortable where you sit, closing your eyes and taking that deep centering breath. And let it go. And again, to breathe in and out. And one more time, in and out. And as we let it out, we gently turn our attention to our heart, feeling the physical heartbeat in our chest, connecting to that heartbeat and putting the breath in the heart as if the heart itself were breathing, breathing through the heart. And gently remembering a time where we felt loved or appreciated, we bring that feeling of love, of appreciation into the heart. Letting it ride on the breath, filling us up. And as we take one more breath and let it out, we let go of this simple process that allows us to gently open our heart, opening to that indwelling presence of Divine Spirit, the Allaha of Divine Unity, Mother, Father, God, Divine Father, Universal Energy, whatever form or name by which we know this, God doesn't care. For in this holy moment we are loved beyond measure. For we are still as we were originally created, a divine and holy child. And so we allow ourselves to be safe, to be loved, to be held in this moment of light. And in this moment, I invite you to do some of that deep work, to bring to mind a challenge that seems like is always showing up in your life. And bringing that challenge to mind, simply ask Spirit, what is mine to learn? What belief do I hold that empowers this? And if that belief rises to the surface, we gently, ever so gently say, you have no power over my soul. You have no power to give value to my life. I release you. And in that releasing, we replace it, holding a higher truth. I am whole and holy. I am a divine expression of God. I am whole and holy, a divine expression of God. And we create an image of how we can be, of what meaning we want to give to our life. And we see that end result, that image, vital, empowered by Spirit, the truth of our experience. And with our heart full of joy, we say, yes, this is my choice. I say yes to this. And in that yes, we become quiet listening to Spirit as we rest together for a moment in the silence. From this holy place, we take this love that has so encompassed us and we send it out into the world, to the hearts here in this room, to family, to friends, to loved ones, everywhere, and on out wider into the world, to every heart, every being, especially those places where there is sorrow or lack or darkness. We send this, knowing that God is present everywhere, that that divine energy is there, bringing forth the blessings for every being. And in gratitude, we simply say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen and amen.